Party. You're listening to Gordy and Buddy on Ignite Radio.
What is good, everybody? I'm Gordy.
And I'm Buddy.
And we're live.
Live.
Back in the garage for Back to Normal Wednesdays.
Thank God.
On Ignite Radio. So you can live chat with us. Go on our Facebook page. I mean, we say it every show. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com, Ignite Radio. Live chat with us while we're live here. Talk to us whatever, about whatever you want. Call in at 516-666-9956. I might answer, might not. Depends. We had a rough night last night.
Yeah, we did.
It's our 10th show.
10?
10, I believe so.
That's a milestone.
Our 10th show, we haven't hit 10 before.
Never. 7 was our mark.
7 was our mark before. So 10. So we're going to switch it up today. We're going to get back more into like the country rock, into rock. I mean, we did top 40 for like a week straight.
Yeah.
So we're going to switch it up. Sunny outside. Temperature is hot. That's pretty much our news for that. Like I said, we're feeling pretty rough.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't go to bed till like, I don't know.
3:30.
Yeah. Adam.
Adam. Fault.
Prop hunt.
Goddamn door.
It's like hide and go seek. I mean, with different props and you have to go around finding people. It's kind of fun. Kind of a fun game set. But anyways, we're going to get you right into it. It's sunny out. Stage 2 is happening. So everything's opening up.
19th. York region. 19th.
The 19th.
19th.
So next week.
Next
Friday.
Week.
Friday.
Yep.
This Friday. 17th today.
That would make it Friday.
So Friday, stage 2 for York Region. Everything's opening up. Mall.
Wow.
Bar.
That was
wow. We were on point for that.
Fucking A.
Malls, bars, patios.
Bars.
Everyone can get bars.
Bars.
So, you know, everyone's pretty excited to see a lot more smiling faces outside now. So Tim Hortons even has a new commercial like welcoming you back with like whatever hair style you've created during COVID. I mean, people are already posting pictures of nails being done at nail salons. Hairstyles are open, or hairstylists are open now too. So
hairstyles are open too.
Hairstyles are open. I mean, who knows? Somebody probably has like the 2020 haircut of the year.
Like COVID.
Good. So anyways, given that it's sunny out, everyone's in a good mood, and I start you off with Nickelback this afternoon on Ignite Radio with Gordy and Buddy.
We got waves in the backyard, 4 feet tall. Cheech Chong probably would It's a human race. I feel we're living on the edge, taking too much space. So I doubt I'll figure out just what to do. I'm about to kick it around, hanging out this afternoon. Oh, better hang on if you're tagging along, cause we'll be doing this till 6 in the morning. Nothing wrong with going all night long. Time to put the brakes on. Doesn't matter when you'd rather get up and go out. Me and all my friends, we'll drink up, we'll fall down, then we'll do it.
Radio with your host Gordy and Fuddy for however long we decide to make the show. It's rough, man.
It is rough.
It's rough. Tired. I mean, we're just celebrating that it was our 10th show. We're happy with how things are going. 146 listens on our podcast.
Sweet.
Which is awesome. Like to know that people are still listening, so that's awesome.
It's the only reason we're still here.
Well, for the most part, I don't mind doing it even if nobody listens.
We listen to it afterward.
Yeah. Well, we listen and we try to get ideas. So, I mean, if you guys have ideas for our show too, feel free to, you know, message us on our Facebook page or come in our chat. And
we may or may not use them. It all depends.
Well, I mean, it really does. I'm like, I don't know. My head's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's really nice out. I'm excited for stage 2.
Yeah.
Things opening up. I was really happy this morning when I woke up.
So it was a blessing.
And you check the bank and you realize that, hey.
Government fucked up.
Hey. It's always good when you know, you get that lump sum that you didn't realize that you were going to get. It's kind of like finding $20 in that pants you wore at the bar after your night of drinking that you were yelling at all your friends that you had $20 you didn't know where it was.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, screw it, I lost it. But yeah, so I found that. So that's pretty good. I don't know. Last night was fun.
It was fun.
Playing music, had the neighborhood dancing from like houses down because I was blaring it. So
we didn't have to get drunk.
Well,
we got that buzz.
Yeah, it was, you know, we're growing up.
This was unacceptable 5 years ago, people. We would have been completely disappointed.
I mean, our weekends consisted of like 20 people at my house and just amounts of alcohol. It was bad.
Where you can't even remember what you drank.
It was bad. That's true. We had so much alcohol that we had it set up like a bar where you could pick what you wanted out of the fridge.
Oh, who drank that? You did. Really?
And then the next morning we had all those on the counter still to drink.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was good. Good times. I mean, I can't wait. I love summer. I like the fact that everything's opening up. Water parks should be opening up soon too. You're allowed now to gather with people and give them a hug. Give them a hug and a kiss.
Yeah, but
I don't know, everything's going to be okay.
But I found out that apparently they only consider that as family, which nowhere does it say that it has to be family, but I guess they're just assuming you're not going to get together with a bunch of friends.
Well, I mean, they always assume. But you know what happens when you assume?
Make an ass out of you and me. Mostly you.
Probably mostly me. Yeah, that's I'm not going to deny that. So anyways, we're going to get into a song. Like I said, we're going to do like country rock today, keeping it light but fun, considering it's really sunny and hot as balls outside. We'll probably get to the half-ass news after this song. Then we got our comedy.
Got some Celine Dion coming up?
Yeah, right. No Celine Dion here if you're listening.
Dion.
To Dion.
Dion.
Dijon.
Oh my God.
So anyway, here's Luke Bryan, One Margarita on Ignite Radio. If it plays, hold on.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing. Letting go a little, little by little, sipping on a frozen drink. Taking bars, taking, pouring all weekend, clouds ain't leaking no rain. Two pieces shaking, white caps breaking, we ain't feeling no pain. It goes like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock. When that sun lays down, we'll be on our way. One more barefoot round, one more last chance to say, hey, senorita, don't you think we need a salt and a Buffett song? One margarita, two margarita, three margarita, we'll be gone. Goes like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock. When that sun lays down, we'll be on our way. One more barefoot round, one more last chance to say, hey, senorita, don't you think we need a salt and a chimney song? One margarita, two margarita.
Exposed as average. 19 inches is this man's penis. And it turned out it was just extra foreskin. He had a condition.
Oh my God.
It's gross.
Oh my God.
Yo, that's weird.
So he's like 8, but we're like, you know, Jesus.
Yeah.
Christ.
He's got to be almost 60.
Oh wow. You got to put that on our Facebook page.
Gross.
That gross nonsense.
Blue? One more.
All right,
one more. Meth cook tries to tell police he's making a healthy meth substance. He put...
I need all these propane tanks for a healthy choice of life. Don't worry, my house won't blow up.
So basically, he used some type of berry that he says is healthy and... They said it doesn't matter.
Yeah, berry flavored meth.
Still best.
There's vitamin C in that one.
And just honorable mention, man uses live landmines to decorate front yard.
Live.
Cambodia. Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lawn you don't want to walk your dog on.
Yeah, he had like 30 landmines hung from a tamarind tree in his front yard.
Speaking of front yards.
Front yards.
Landmines.
Front yards.
So I go outside for my occasional cigarette. Thank you. I go outside for my occasional cigarette, and I watch the neighborhood walk their dogs.
Yeah.
And you know, I see people working really hard to keep their yards in tip-top condition.
Yeah.
And then here comes this dog and just drops a deuce.
Right in front of you?
Right on the lawn.
Oh, your lawn.
No, not my lawn. I see
someone else.
I say something when they walk by mine. I'm like, excuse me.
I'm literally right here. Yeah.
So I see people walking their dogs and they try. And, you know, mind you, they do pick it up. But, like, why do you let – I would never let my dog go on somebody's grass. It's just,
no.
Like, common courtesy. I don't know. So landmines, that's
– That was a great comparison.
Well, I mean, it's not a comparison.
Well, I mean –
You blow your leg off or you step in shit.
Maybe stepping in shit makes you want to blow your leg off. Some people can't handle that shit. No pun intended there either. Wow. Wow, that was two puns in one.
Two puns.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That's what day it's going to be.
That's the day.
Woo!
I said that, like, after this, probably take a nap.
Because,
yeah,
live.
In the garage.
Oh my god.
We're gonna have to do that voice on something.
We should.
So anyways, we're gonna get into another song. Here's Corey Marks featuring Ivan Moody from Five Finger Death Punch and Travis Tritt. It's called Outlaws and Outsiders on Ignite Radio.
Outsiders.
was Corey Marks, Outlaws and Outsiders on Ignite Radio with Gordy and
Buddy.
So anyway, I mean, we didn't really prep for the show. I mean, we don't really prep. And when we prep, it goes wrong.
Well, because then you feel like you have to follow that script, and then it's just really annoying.
It is. I mean, so, I mean, let's just be what we are, real.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can bring up this. I'm pretty sure it probably happens in your neck of the woods as well. But, you know, given that COVID's happening and you see kids outside playing, slow the hell down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no reason to go. So, like, I have this one idiot on my street that drives his motorcycle around, and he's doing like 100 down this road. No patches, no nothing, in his little cowboy boots, his tight jeans.
Chicken arms.
He's probably a lawyer during the day.
He probably gets off his bike and his arms are still going like this.
Some weekender, and he's doing 140. And at any given time in the afternoon, me, my neighbors, all that have kids out here, and there's like 20 of them. That if a ball goes out there, you aren't stopping a bike.
Yeah.
And you aren't stopping a car. So you know what? From us, slow the hell down. Watch for kids. There's no reason to speed. Okay? Especially if you're old and on a bike.
I'm pretty lucky because where we are, there's no one really speeds. It's really quiet. But here it's bad. It's bad here.
Like, I don't get it why you want to risk your life or endangering somebody other just because you see somebody outside and you have to look cool.
But there's like only one person. There's it's literally COVID. There's nobody outside.
I don't get it. That's people for you though. But talking about bikes and it being summer out, I mean, we could play that song. Wait, what song?
Apparently it's hot out. Song?
It is hot out.
Shout out to Ben.
Yeah, Ben H.
Ben H. It is hot.
Yeah, it is. But we're going to get into, where did I see it? There you go. ZZ Top. Lagrange.
Yeah.
On Ignite Radio with Gordy and Buddy. That's not the song. Just take the song.
Yeah.
Bob Seger, old time rock and roll, not ZZ Top, LaGrange or Grange or Grange.
Try to go there with all these.
Yeah, when I was uploading, see, like I said, it was a rough night. So when I was uploading the music, I put that in as that one. So, I mean, it is what it is. So here's ZZ Top now on Ignite Radio.
Rumors spreading round, United takes his time, by the shack outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
ZZ Top on Ignite Radio with your host Gordy and Buddy. We're gonna cut the show.
Another half hour.
Yeah, probably another half hour. Why? Because you said it best.
We can.
And we're going to. Because, I mean, 2 hours today just seems too long.
It'll seem like three.
It'll seem like seven or eight.
12? Kids? Was there 14 today?
I don't know.
14
your number,
kids.
Your number goes up. Anyways, gonna get you into another song real quick while we figure out what to talk about. And yeah, so I mean, we can't go without playing this song.
This is My Heart Will Go On by. We're not doing that.
No, we aren't. I'm telling you, they could have fit on the same goddamn door. There's no way.
Rotate, Jack. Rotate.
I think Rose was just greedy.
She was.
Anyways, here's Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama. And I know everyone's going to change the words. I live at home in a trailer.
One, two, three.
Alabama, or Mom, I Live at Home in the Trailer Park, wherever, whatever you want to sing. I mean, different variations.
We don't judge.
We don't judge. I know Kid Rock did like a song with that same background in it all summer long.
Yes.
It's been used.
So has everybody else.
Yeah, everybody uses
it. No one's original anymore?
No, that's true. Nobody is. So, that actually, you know what? No, I'll save it. So, anyway, I guess we could talk a little bit about, like, what we know. This isn't a whole lot, but, I mean...
We know enough.
Yeah, we know enough about a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know. What do we want to talk about? What do the people want to talk about?
Oh, you know what? I'm getting sick of people posting pictures on Facebook of them and their boyfriend. Just because we don't know you're dating.
Oh, you mean like PDA on Facebook? Like,
yeah.
Public display of affection.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like COVID's happening, so everyone has their black and white videos out.
Yeah.
And they're going, oh my God, I love you so much. That stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's garbage.
Because they have a relationship status button on Facebook. That means we already know that you're dating that
I mean,
person.
Usually underneath, I think, because I don't have Facebook. So I think underneath it says like your name, and then there's a relationship, and it says either single,
yeah,
together, or whatever. And
it's complicated.
Most of them are
complicated.
But then if you are in that relationship, that person has Facebook, it automatically shows their name,
right,
with who you are. With,
yeah.
Right? So then why post videos? That's stupid.
Well, what else are people supposed to do?
I mean, nobody really cares that you can tongue your girlfriend on Facebook.
I know.
I don't think that's what Facebook's for, in my eyes. But mind you, Facebook's been used for a lot of things that I didn't realize it was for.
I've taken pictures with my wife, but
if
you're looking at the camera and you're smiling and you're, oh yeah, we're having a great time.
Nobody saw that. I wish I could take a video. If Buddy French kisses like that, I mean, a lot of people will be very upset and mostly be getting kissed on their cheek. But here, let me tongue the side of your face. But no, I get it, man. I don't really care for it. Like, if I was scrolling through a news feed or something like that, and then there's a picture of like them mouthing words to a song, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, it's so cute. Because you aren't really like that.
No.
Facebook really only shows 5 seconds of happiness or a lot of depression.
Now,
I find.
Yeah, and if you're willing to do that in front of people, fine, post on Facebook. But 98% of those people who post those pictures on Facebook would never do that in a room full of people.
No. Like, it's one thing, like I said, some things need to be off Facebook. Like, you don't need everything on Facebook. Like, I almost want to get an account just to say I'm taking a crap.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's, oh, I'm taking a crap today at, like, 4:45, so that's my post. And then, like, 5 minutes later, it was hot and steamy. You know, like, nobody cares. Like, you don't have to update every 5 seconds. And if you have a depression where you need to get stuff out,
there's other ways.
There's other ways instead of letting the whole world know your business. And I'm a big, big supporter of everyone not knowing my business. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm doing something in a public forum right now, being this radio show that me and you are doing, but I don't want people to know my business. What happens in my house is my house.
Yep.
Everyone else can screw off. You know what I mean? I don't need like pictures being taken of me while I'm sleeping.
I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
Don't
my
take
bad.
Pictures of me while I'm sleeping, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Anyways, speaking of that, nobody does their own thing anymore and everyone copies everyone else. There's a song by Luke Combs I'm going to play called Can I Get an Outlaw on Ignite Radio.
Country still ought to be. It was lived, not taught. It was earned, not bought. Had to put in the work to get to the top, let me tell you. But I think's really gone wrong. These days it's gonna talk the talk. You better walk the walk. And brother, that's the truth. So honestly, what would Waylon do? I can guarantee if he was alive today, he'd ask us one more time.
Ignite Radio. So touching back on that whole Facebook thing, we were talking off air here that I think it's people trying to prove that they're madly in love with each other. Like they have something to prove.
But they're really in lust. That's all it is. It's not love.
Well, it's not even that. It's like, why do you even have to prove? Whatever happens in your relationship is your relationship. Like you don't need to go out and prove to Bob Frank down the road
that you're happy.
You know what I mean? If you're happy, be happy. It shows anyway.
And if you're happy, you shouldn't care if other people think you're happy or not.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what really
worries more about them than your actual
is the people that take pictures in like other people's houses and act like they're living the high life.
In front of those mirrors?
Yeah, the mirror pictures.
I hate the mirror pictures. Okay, so now I can see you, I can see your phone, and then I can see the back of your head and the front of your phone.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. But if you have kids and they are listening, you might want to shy them away because we're going to do a comedy skit.
Yes.
And it's not as clean and as wholesome as Tim Hawkins.
But
we're going to do some Rodney Carrington.
We're not clean and wholesome either.
not now. I need a shower. So anyway, here's our comedy song. You can get the gist of it. I don't have to say the name. Most people know the song. but anyway, here's Rodney Carrington on Ignite Radio.
Dear Paints, I don't think I like you anymore. You used to watch me shave. Now all you do is stare at the floor. Oh, dear penis, I don't like you anymore. It used to be you and me, a paper towel and a dirty magazine. That's all we needed to get by. Now it seems things have changed, and I think that you're the one to blame. Dear penis, I don't like you anymore. He sings, dear Rodney, I don't think I'd like you anymore. Cause when you get to drinking, you put me places I've never been before. Dear Rodney, I don't like you anymore. Why can't we just get a grip on our man-to-hand relationship? Come to terms with truly how we feel. If we put our heads together, we just stay home forever. Dear penis, I think I like you after all. Oh, and Rodney, while you're shaving, shave my balls.
That was Dear Penis by Rodney Carrington on Ignite Radio with your host, Gordy, and
Buddy.
So, yeah, man. I mean, so we covered Facebook. We did our half-ass news. I mean, I did our comedy skit. We did the weather. It's hot. That's pretty much it.
Still hot.
Hot and sunny. I mean, if you really want to know the weather, step outside. Pretty much that's how you can tell the weather.
The weather's there.
The weather will be there all day, and I think there's going to be weather tomorrow.
Sun's out, buns out, people. Sun's out, buns out.
Sun's out, tums out.
Tummy. Yeah, in our case.
Yeah, in our case, the tums out. I need tums. I got heartburn still.
Yeah, it was
pretty bad. It was pretty bad, heartburn and all, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, but we don't drink like that really anymore.
No, there's a lot of things we don't do anymore.
For reasons.
For reasons that, you know, dictate that we should
love our kids.
I realize that I need my liver to live.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you kind of need that. But I'm going to get into another song, Blackstone Cherry, Can't You See, on Ignite Radio.
I'm going to take a freight train down at the station, and I don't care where we go.
commentary. Can't you see on Ignite Radio with your host, Gordy and Buddy?
I have breaking NHL news.
Breaking NHL news.
Breaking.
Breaking. Just in.
According to Steve Simmons, Toronto is the choice that NHL would want if there was a Canadian hub city allowed. So basically, if that happened, it would be Vegas and Toronto for NHL games, as it stands right now.
That'd be pretty sick.
That is pretty sick.
Like, all the NHL games.
So you're saying that a Stanley Cup, whether Toronto's in it or not, could be held in Toronto? My guess, probably not. Probably Vegas with Stanley Cup.
They probably do Vegas.
Just for money purposes.
U.S. dollars.
Yeah.
Higher than Canadian dollars.
Unless the force do, because Toronto. Like, what would happen in that case, though? So, let's say Toronto or Vegas gets in by themselves. Would they still have to play in one of their host city or not? You know what I'm saying? Like, if Toronto's in and Vegas is out, would Toronto still get home games in Toronto, or do you think you just move it all to Vegas?
They'd get home games in Toronto.
You think so?
Yeah, but that would be hard to... Like, you're talking 12 teams in only two arenas.
24.
Yeah, but 12 teams per side. So
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
12 would probably play in Vegas.
Right.
12 would probably play in Toronto.
Right.
And those would be your games.
But you're going
to
go where the
money is. But you've got 12 days to do 24 teams.
Yeah.
Well, technically 6 games. And then you got concerts. Then you got other things that happen at the arena. So you got to schedule all this shit
but
around everything.
But they're not going to do the travel restrictions, right? So they got to pick one if they're going to do the Stanley Cup. Because there's still a 14-day quarantine period right now. So if you're going from crossing the border.
That's what I'm saying. So it depends. So if they're doing 6 teams at each side, so Vegas and Toronto, right? 6 games, okay, on each side.
For what?
Because they're 12 teams. So if 12 guys are staying in Toronto because of the COVID 14-day thing.
Yeah.
So that's 6 games that will be played in Toronto, 6 games that will be played in Vegas. After those 24 things, then they have the Eastern Conference shit or the Western Conference final, finals now, I guess.
Yeah, you got the conference semis. Then.
And then afterwards, they will just probably discuss where the Stanley Cup will be played.
Yeah, but what I'm saying...
And it's still going to be 7 games.
I'm just saying, even if Toronto's in... I don't think you're going to see a home game in Toronto.
You would.
I think that, well, no, because
you would because of the historical value.
But now there's only 2 teams left. You're not going to have guys from, let's say, because you're going to have probably East in Toronto and West in Vegas, right? Chances are, right?
Yeah.
So when you get to the final, you're not going to go back and forth from Vegas to Toronto.
But you don't know what it's going to be like in 3 months. They're already living
right.
That shit. And you still got months ahead.
Right.
So
I understand that point.
Yeah, so, like, who knows, right?
I mean, they'd be silly not to put it in Toronto, because, I mean, if the Leafs are in the Stanley Cup and you're not going to put it in Toronto.
There'd be an uproar.
You're going to get revenue
there'd be
no matter what.
But, I mean, the Blue Jays won their World Series first in, what, Atlanta?
Yep.
They didn't win in Toronto until Philly, I think.
Right.
The other way. The other way around? Was it one in? No, they never won it.
Yeah, they did.
They won it in Toronto.
Joe Carter.
So that would be Philly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it was 1-1 in Toronto. The first one was 1 in Atlanta then.
Yeah.
So, there you go, right? So, it might not be 1 here, but we'll see a game for sure if Toronto were to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Man, price of those tickets. Oh, my God.
I mean, nobody gets them anyway. It's all corporate. I think they have like 1,000 seats dedicated to fans.
Which is ridiculous.
Or like 500 or something like that.
Fucking hockey mecca of the world. And
yeah, but it's
corporate.
All like corporate, right? Like,
bull
know,
crap.
Nobody even cares when they go. You see those guys on like behind the bench, they're talking to each other. They don't
yeah.
care. You know, that same one old guy that you always
yeah.
see behind the bench, I think he's the old owner of Golden Star and Thornhill. There's one guy, and he gets season tickets all the time behind the glass of the bench. And you always see him talk, like, just
which,
not even watching the game, just talking.
Which is crap, because, like, if you were able to make it affordable for a dad to take his young son and sit there, you'd have the kid banging his wall. He'd look like he was, like, seen a star. But no, you got corporate, oh, well, that was a great business deal with you today.
Not many people can afford a $1,200 ticket.
Bro, it was like $360 for the 300 level. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I can take that. You know what that cost me for my family? after 10 kids, you know, I'm looking at looking at three grand.
Six. He only has four, so just to throw that out there, he just doubles it every show, which is kind of funny. So we're keeping it going. But yeah, no, it is. That would be
cool.
It is. But I still think it's very expensive to see a hockey game. Like when I went to Maple Leaf Gardens, I remember the ticket stub and it was like $25.
Yeah. But you're gonna also have
25, and I was up. I wasn't like close to the glass for $25. I was up, but I could see everything and it was fun.
Yeah.
But it was $25 is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you get real fans in for $25. Like,
yeah, the working
The working fan, or like $100, even make it $100.
Yeah.
I have no problem paying like $300 if I can get three of my family members into the game.
Yep.
But to spend $300 just for myself,
forget it.
And then $300 for somebody else. Yeah. Then,
drinks, food.
Yeah. And then your $17 hot dog and your $12 beer.
And rubbery.
And your $5 Coke.
Your no-lid beer.
Your no-lid Coke spills everywhere. Never happened, kind of.
Still never been to a Leafs game myself.
No. I'd rather go to MLS. I'd rather go to soccer.
I'd rather walk my ass into Montreal to watch the Leafs play.
It's expensive.
I hate Montreal.
It's expensive there, too. If you want a cheap ticket, it's Ottawa.
Yeah.
Ottawa's your cheap ticket. Or Buffalo.
I'd also like to see some fans in the stadium.
You go to a Toronto game in Ottawa, you'll see tons of Toronto fans. Tons. Same with Buffalo. That's why they go.
I just want
to
shake Eugene Melman's hand.
Yeah, because that works.
Him and James Dolan are probably buddies on Facebook.
That's true.
New York Knicks. Look, we messed up our franchise this time.
Yeah. Well,
wow.
I mean, that's our cue, I guess.
Wow.
That's our cue. That so, anyways, we aren't going to have a 2-hour show today. We're only going to have one. And we stayed up pretty late last night. We didn't really say anything about Anyway.
Go Habs. Go. What the?
What the flipper?
Yo, listen.
So anyway, I guess that's like, you
hold
know,
on.
Wait me a hold.
We got a comment in the chat. Someone said, go Habs, go.
Yeah.
Listen. And I got this from Facebook. I'm not plagiarizing. I refuse to hate police officers. I refuse to hate black people, gay people. I refuse to hate people in general.
Yeah.
Except for the Montreal Canadiens. I absolutely hate the Montreal Canadiens.
I mean, yeah, but like I said, if Toronto gets kicked out, I'm going to become a Habs fan myself.
Well, I can sort of hate you then.
That's fine. I got the lighter already.
I mean,
so
I looked at the odds for the Montreal Canadiens.
I got a lighter. Ethan has the blanket. I got a jersey hanging in the closet, Shea Weber jersey. So, no.
No.
But anyways, just going to cut it off here anyway. So, hope you guys all have a beautiful day. Remember, don't speed in neighborhoods. You know, I'm driving like an idiot. Hate the Habs. What else do we still have to say? That's it. Anyways. Hope you guys have a good day.
See you Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Anyways, have a good one. Peace.
Peace out.
You don't gotta go home, but you can't stay here. The show is done.